Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Did you know, according to a recent collaborative study, that only 12% of companies successfully execute their strategy? That is horrible. And if you're leading the charge in your organization or team, and it's happening to you, let me share with you a 9-step process, a system, a formulaic approach to reversing those results. You want to establish an unfair fight in the marketplace. No, I don't mean unethical or illegal. I mean you want competitive strategic advantages your competitors don't have. In my experience, having led, as of 2 weeks ago, almost 300 off-site strategic planning retreats for small and mid-sized businesses, the causes of failure are typically 5 in number. Number 1, no clear vision for the company or no buy-in to the existing vision by the leadership team. 2, no crystal clear laser-focused action plan. 3, lousy, weak, unclear, non-motivating goals or no goals at all. 4, no one reliably performing on important action steps, deadlines being missed, work incomplete, lackluster performance. And 5, no bulletproof system of accountability. When I lead leadership teams and offsite retreats, here are the 9 critical steps that generate success. First, you've got to pick the right team. You got to make sure the people at the table represent all disciplines of the business. 2, you got to do a pre-retreat questionnaire, and best done involving everyone in the company, so you get input from all corners of the organization. 3, use an outside facilitator. Facilitation from the inside tends to not be objective. When you use an outside facilitator, it's someone who can call a spade a spade, someone who can notice the darting glances and the snickers and call those out. So use an outside facilitator. Number 4, do one-on-ones before the retreat between each team member who's on the retreat team and the facilitator. This allows them to establish your rapport so no one's a stranger going into the meeting. Number 5, the CEO needs to have no predetermined plan going in, to let the team collaborate and create the plan together. This is essential. In order to get buy-in, the team has to know and believe that they are creators of the plan and that the CEO does not have a predetermined plan up front. The 6th is you need to create a crystal clear 3-year strategic vision. You have to answer simple questions like, in 3 years, who will we be and what will we be selling then? Who will we be selling to? Where geographically will we be selling? What is our USP in 3 years? That's a unique selling proposition that differentiates us from competitors and provides compelling and enduring value to customers. What strategic initiatives will drive our growth over the next 3 years? How do we define success? And finally, what are the non-negotiable traits of all employees? Those are all components of a 3-year strategic vision. Number 7 is, define 3-year financial targets for years 1, 2, and 3 so everyone knows how high is the mountain we're climbing. Number 8, you must create 1-year goals with action steps and people responsible by name for the action steps so you can track action. And 9th and finally, you need escape-proof accountability that includes consequences for non-performance and monthly checkup meetings to make sure the plan is happening. Put these 9 critical steps to work for your company to drive your strategy and implementational success. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.